Hello, everyone. Hi, welcome. I'm Jill with a little bit of woo-woo. I had a guest bail on me, so I thought today I would talk about how to use tarot cards to develop your intuition, which I know seems a bit counterintuitive. We're talking about using a tool to develop your own internal intuition. But hear me out on this one. Tarot cards are a really helpful way for you to start to create a relationship with your own guides and your own healers who are trying to send you information all the time. This is just one more way they can send information over. So, first thing I want to explain is that tarot cards and oracle cards are not the same thing, guys. This is a tarot card. This is, by the way, the deck I recommend getting when you're first starting. This is the Rider-Waite deck. I'm just going to show it. I'll put a link in the description. This is a universal one. I recommend starting there because the symbols are the same. Even if you get one of the really cool and very interesting decks with great artwork on it, the symbolism will be the same throughout these decks. These are also 72 cards. Oracle cards are different. I have a couple of favorites here. I'll show you. This is one I actually particularly like, but the symbols aren't universal. It's not a tarot card deck. You can't really memorize the descriptions in the book. I mean, you can if you want to, but it's just a lot to memorize. I don't think for most people trying to learn how to do oracle card or tarot cards, develop their intuition, that it's particularly helpful. I find them interesting, but I wouldn't recommend it if somebody's really just trying to develop a relationship with their own intuition and their spirit guides. So when you buy one of these decks, I'm just going to show you this one again. It comes with a book. Throw it away. It's garbage. What you want is a real book. So I'll put a couple that I like up. I'll put them in the description too, but you can look at the picture. This is one of my favorites, Tarot of the Spirit. The images in here are not the same as the Rider-Waite deck, but it does tell you what they are, so you can look it up based on that. Also, there's another one, same thing, not the same imagery. This is another one I really like, Mirror of the Soul. But they have kind of a deeper level understanding of the cards, and I think that's really helpful, particularly when you're first learning, to kind of understand the deeper meaning. The other thing that the thing I recommend doing, especially in the beginning, because it takes a long time, be honest with you. We're working on your intuition, but you're also to some extent going to need to memorize the meanings of these cards. So what I did when I first started like a million years ago is I actually just Xeroxed the pictures from the deck, and on the back I wrote the meanings. So I made a whole deck of these suckers. You can do that, or Amazon now, and this is not a promotion for this product, but has these stickers. I just bought these. These are so cool. You can actually buy all the stickers and do the same thing. Put a sticker on a deck and then on a picture and then write the meaning on the back. Just as a way of sort of getting started. Also, when you're writing, it actually helps you to memorize things just by writing them down. It's very helpful. So the next thing I would recommend is when you very first start developing a relationship with your intuition and the kind of a relationship with the guides in the deck, you always start with an invocation. It's like a little prayer. Mine is really short. It's just, I now invite in my guides for communion and communication. And I sit for a minute, I get peaceful, and then I pull cards and get information that way. I find that helpful. It makes the appointment sacred. Also, it's not super long. Some people put in these like super long, page long prayer. If you love that, do it. I don't love that. So I like to make things short, particularly in the beginning. You're going to want to just develop your intuition by just pulling a couple of cards. So what I would recommend is when you first get the deck, obviously open it up, fan out the cards, get the stinky smell, plastic smell off of them, and then play with them. Just kind of play with them. What you want to do is start initially by just pulling a couple of cards, asking the question, what do I need to know about today? Or maybe there's something specific you want to know about. Pull a couple of cards, take a look at them, and first ask yourself what these mean. What do you think this means? Asking yourself, just a higher self, what do I think this means? How does this feel? How does this card make me feel? And then get a sense of that first, and then go to the meanings to try and understand what the book says, basically. Because ultimately, it is up to what it means for you. There's a couple of cards in the deck that the book has a meaning that I don't really agree with. When I see the card, to me, it means something else. Also, I recommend watching. There's some great videos on YouTube of people who do tarot card readings. I'll put one in the description that I really like. Healing Light Tarot, she does these great, she's from Australia. She has these great explanations, but she actually will hold up the card and say what it means and just in a few words. And occasionally I go, oh, I never thought of that card that way. And I'll write down the meaning myself. So all of these kinds of things can be very, very helpful. Doing that every single day will help you develop a relationship with your intuition and just kind of getting a feel for it. I would just spend a few minutes. I mean, I'll be honest, it does take, cat's over there saying hello. It does take, it kind of takes years to really memorize these things and to really get good at it. When it comes to psychic readings, for those of you who want to do this as a career, clients don't like to see them because they think, a lot of people for some reason think that it's cheating. Oh, you must not be psychic if you're having to use a deck of tarot cards. You are intuitive. It is just simply a way for you to get access to additional information. Personally, I find that tarot cards kind of give me the bigger picture of what's going on with the person, the energy of the person, what's sort of around them, in a way that the astrology of a person might give someone who does astrology, might give them information in that respect. For me, that's kind of what I get. I do connect with spirit guides, but the cards are still sort of interesting in that respect of giving you just the big picture information. Occasionally, when I worked in a metaphysical bookstore for a long, long time, occasionally a client would come in and they didn't want to say their question out loud because it was something embarrassing. Then they actually would want a tarot card reading, which was easy, super easy. You think of the question yourself. I'll pull a fan out of some cards in a spread and give you what I think it means. Also, the last little tip I would give in the beginning is don't get too caught up on this 10 card spread. In the very beginning, looking up 10 card meanings is kind of a lot. It's overwhelming. I would start by just doing two or three and asking the question, what do I need to know about today? If there's something in particular you want to know, kind of in your mind say, okay, the first card means this. The second card's going to mean this other thing. And the third card's going to mean this other thing. And sort of set that premise and say to your spirit guides, this is what I want these three cards to mean. And then pull the cards. Now, you just shuffle them, think of your question, fan them out. For me, I get drawn to a particular card. Maybe one's just a little askew or it just feels like the right card and I pull it. Sometimes it's two cards for the same position. Allow yourself to have a little bit of play with it and just know that people have a tendency to take these things a little too seriously. If they see the death card, they think somebody's going to die, which, by the way, that's not what the death card means. Look it up. But it really is just about play. And if it's done in the spirit of fun, you can really gain a lot from this experience and you can really learn a lot. Now, I just showed you two books that I like. If there's a particular book that you like for tarot cards, put it in the description, or not in the description, in the comments. Maybe I'll look for it. I love tarot card books. And let me know if there's any questions you have about this kind of thing. I am going to be doing more videos on developing your own intuition, kind of just bit by bit, as guests don't show up for their allotted time. So hope this was helpful, and I'll see you next time. Bye.